You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 19. Success will follow you. Every Thursday is dedicated to you, the listener. This is when we give you an opportunity to ask your questions or to have your comments heard on the show. Remember, your voice can literally be heard asking your questions or leaving your comments if you use our Audioboom voice recorder. You can access this by visiting our Audioboom channel or by visiting us at awakenthehealing.com. If you are shy, then you always have the option to send us an email to questions@awakenthehealing.com or to contact us through any of our social media sites. We always love hearing from you. I would like to take this time to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank you for sharing, retweeting, liking, following, subscribing, and for telling your friends and family about this show. I appreciate all you're doing to help me spread this positive word. I'd also like to welcome our listeners from around the world. I want to say hello to our brothers and sisters in Canada, the UK, Australia, Norway, Malaysia, and Pakistan is in the house. Welcome to the show. I also want to thank Audioboom for hosting this incredible podcast and for all their help in getting the word out about this show. Thank you all for your support and for taking the time to listen. At this time, I want to give an open invitation to everyone listening to come out and join me this weekend for my book release party. We will be celebrating the release of Doors of Light here in Cleveland, Ohio. If you live in the nearby area, we'd love to have you come out and join us this coming Sunday, October the 18th, from noon to 3 p.m. If you're interested in coming out and meeting me in person, all the details are on our website. Go to awakenthehealing.com and you'll find the information there. It's at the top of the homepage. It will be a very fun afternoon, so come out and celebrate with me. All right, for the past week, we received no questions, but we did receive several comments and even a couple testimonials. I love testimonials because that means you're starting to see how this information can help you in your everyday life. And that's why I'm here. I'll share the comments first. But before I do that, I'd like to give a shout out to some of our new listeners. Our new listeners and followers are coming from Audioboom, Facebook, iTunes, and Twitter. You know who you are. But if you don't leave me a comment, I can't call you out by name. I want to thank all of you personally for listening to the show and sharing the show with your friends and family. La Doctora Isabel got the word out last week on Twitter, and I'm so grateful for your help in spreading the word about the show. Mucho gracias, señora. I'd also like to recognize some of our new listeners on Facebook, and they are David Walters, Darius Chisholm, Lucretia Braxton, Joseph Hanke, Eric Vassalo, Brother Damon Moore, Tatiana Thompson, and my girl Diane Marie Renard. And I'd also like to thank these people for their continued support. Pamela Garfield, Denise LaRosa, Mariam Davis, Marilyn Sadler, and my boys Najada and Javier Davis. Please leave me a comment so I can thank you personally. I'd really like to be able to do that. I received comments from Tatiana Thompson, who said, love this show. Eric Vassalo said, great job, keep it going. And Pamela Garfield, who shared with me how the shows continue to give her validation and are helping her to see more deeply into her own personal life. She says that the shows are changing her life for the better. Denise LaRosa also had a very similar testimonial to Pam's. She said when the world around her is hectic and crazy, she finds so much peace and balance when she turns on this podcast. You all don't know how good this makes me feel. Thank you for sharing those comments with me. It means so much. It really, really does. Now, for the testimonial that inspired the message for today's show, it came from a young lady named Tyranae King, and she shared this with me in person. I think it will help a lot of people to understand just how powerful these messages can be in your life if you apply them. Tyranae had been looking for a job over a period of several months. She's an inspiring entrepreneur and wants to start her own magazine, but she's not at that point where she can break completely away from a daytime job. This is something that we all can understand as inspiring entrepreneurs. Ty has gone on several job interviews over the last few months and never heard back from any of them. But about 2 weeks ago, something changed. She stopped by my home to visit my daughter, and we had a short chat. I encouraged her to listen to the podcast because her spirits were very low and she was facing challenges with finding a new job. She told me that she had a job interview the next morning and that she would listen to the podcast on the way there. Well, she did just that. And when she heard episode 2, she had a flash of inspiration. She realized that she'd been going into these job interviews with the wrong mindset. She really wanted to be able to work on her magazine instead of working for someone else. And that's what she was thinking about when she went into the job interviews. But when she heard me talking about shifting your perspective and trying to see the positive in your experience in order to draw positive circumstances into your life, she quickly changed the way she was thinking about the job interview and realized that her negative thinking was what caused her not to hear back from so many employers. She had the wrong perspective about the job, and that perspective didn't get her any callbacks. But she was completely unaware of this until she listened to the show. She said she went into that job interview with a positive mindset, and when you know it, she got the job. And it pays good, too. That's always a bonus. Now, she has peace of mind, and she can work on her magazine in her spare time. She told me that she knows she wouldn't have gotten that job if she hadn't listened to the podcast. It helped to change her perspective and helped her get the job. Another positive story, and I love hearing those testimonials. Thank you, Ty, for sharing that with me and allowing me to share it with all of my listeners. When you begin to shift your thoughts to positive, higher vibrating ones, you will find that your life will begin to change in the most incredible ways. Success will begin to follow you. We are truly our own worst enemies. When you realize that there's no one standing outside of you, determining your life for you, then you will begin to reclaim your power and start creating the life that you want to live. You are the author of your experience, and in order to experience abundance, joy, love, good health, and peace of mind, you have to begin to take control over your thinking. Focus your mind in positive ways and visualize the outcome that you want. When you start doing this, things will only get better for you. Work at creating a positive mental attitude in every aspect of your life. You will then begin to draw the like of those vibrations to you. You have to start thinking about your successes instead of focusing on what you believe is failure. Turn the dial of your mind in the direction of where you want to go in life and leave the past behind you. Life can change for you in an instant, just like it did for Tyranae. You really are creating your life experiences from the level of thought. Change the way you think, and the outer world will also change to reflect your new way of thinking. Remember, success is a mindset. See everything as playing a part in helping you to become more successful in life. There are no mistakes, just lessons. It all helps you to figure out what you want and to know what you don't want. If you can establish a positive mental attitude in every aspect of your life, then you will discover that success will follow you wherever you go. Thank you again for listening. I hope to see you on Sunday. And if you can't make it out, I look forward to our discussion in the next episode. Until then, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.